Since popery of late is so much in debate, and great strivings have been to restore it, I cannot forbear openly to declare that the ballad makers are for it. We'll dispute no more than these heretical men have exposed our books unto laughter, so that many do say 'twill be the best way to sing for the cause hereafter. Oh, the Catholic cause, now assist me, my muse, now earnestly do I desire thee. Neither will I pray to Saint Bridget today, but only to thee to inspire me. When should purity come but from Catholic Rome? I wonder much at your folly, for Saint Peter was there and left an old chair enough to make all the world holy. For this sacred old wood is so excellent good, if our doctors may be believed, that whoever sits there needs never more fear the danger of being deceived. If the devil himself should, God bless us, get up, though his nature we know to be evil, yet whilst he sat there, as divers will swear, he would be an infallible devil. Now who sits in the seat but our Father the Pope, which is a plain demonstration, as clear as noonday we are in a right way, and all others doomed to damnation. If this will not suffice yet to open your eyes, which are blinded with bad education, we have arguments plenty and miracles 20, enough to convince a whole nation. If you give but good heed, you shall see the host bleed, and if anything can persuade ye, an image shall speak, or at least it shall squeak, in the honor of Our Lady. You shall see, without doubt, the devil cast out, as of old by Arapater. He shall skip about and tear like a dancing bear when he feels the holy water. If yet doubtful you are, we have relics most rare. We can show you the sacred manger, several loads of the cross, as good as there was, to preserve your souls from danger. Should I tell you of all, it would move a stone wall, but I spare you a little for pity, that each one may prepare and rub up his ear for the second part of my ditty. Now listen again to those things that remain. They are matters of weight, I assure you. And the first thing I say, throw your Bibles away. 'Tis impossible else for to cure you. Oh, that pestilent book, never on it more look. I wish I could sing it louder. It has done men more harm, I dare boldly affirm, than the invention of guns and powder. As for matters of faith, believe what the church saith, but for scripture leave that to the learned, for these are edged tools, and you laymen are fools. If you touch them, you're sure to be harmed. But pray, what is it for that you make all this stir? You must read, you must hear, and be learned. If you'll be on our part, we'll teach you an art that you need not be so concerned. Be the church's good son, and your work is half done. After that you may do your own pleasure. If your beads you can tell, and say all they marry well, never doubt of the heavenly treasure. For the Pope keeps the keys, and can do what he please, and without all peradventure. If you cannot at the fore, yet at the back door of indulgence you may enter. But first, by the way, you must make a short stay at a place called Purgatory, which the learned us tell in the buildings of hell is about the middlemost story. 'Tis a monstrous hot place and a mark of disgrace in the torment aunt long to endure. None are kept there but fools and poor pitiful souls who can no ready money procure. And a handsome round sum you may quickly be gone to the church has wisely ordained. And they who build the crosses and pay well for masses would not there be too long detained. And that 'tis a plain case, as the nose on one's face, they are in the surest condition, since none but poor fools and some niggardly owls and can call unto utter perdition. And they faileth you then, O ye great and rich men, for that you will not hearken to reason. And as long as ye have pence, ye need scruple no offense for murder, adultery, treason. And ye sweet natured women who hold all things common, my addresses to you are most hearty. And to give you your due, you are to us most true, and we hope we shall gain whole party. If you happen to fall, your penance is small, and although you cannot forego it, we have for you a cure, if of this you be sure, to confess before you go to it. There is one reason yet, which I cannot omit, to those who affect the French nation. Hereby we advance the religion of France, the religion that's only in fashion. If these reasons prevail, as how can they fail to have Pope re-entertained? You cannot conceive, and will hardly believe, what benefits hence may be gained. For the Pope shall us bless, that's no small happiness, and again we shall see restored the Italian trade which formerly made this land to be so much adored. Oh, the pictures and rings, the beads and fine things, the good words as sweet as honey, all this and much more shall be brought to our door for a little dull English money. Then shall justice and love and whatever can move be restored again to our Britain, and learning so common that every old woman shall say her prayers in Latin. Then the church shall bear sway, and state shall obey, which is now looked upon as wonder. And the proudest of kings, with all temporal things, shall submit and trickle under. And the parliament, too, who have taken us due, and have handled us with so much terror, may chance on that score, 'tis no time to say more, they may chance to acknowledge their error. If any man yet shall have so little wit as still to be refractory, I swear by the mass he is a mere ass, and so there's the end of the story.